Hey, everybody. This is episode 256 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie, and I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And hopefully we can get this right on the first take and not have to do like episode 255 and re-record it.
Right.
So we're glad that you joined us. Please tell your friends and family and even your enemies about the podcast. They may learn something that might help them become your friends. And we pray that the podcasts are making a difference somewhere. We hope someone is hearing them. And matter of fact, if you are hearing them, you know, just shoot us a note to say, hey, I enjoy you guys, or I can't stand you guys, or, you know, whatever. But you could write us at inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. That's inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. We'd be thrilled to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And so just let us know. It'd be a source of encouragement, and we'll keep on keeping on.
And as you were talking, I just thought about people who, some people may feel like they need deeper words or deeper explanations of the gospel or whatever. And there's a scripture, isn't it, that says the simplicity of the gospel?
Yeah. It talks about simplicity over in, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians.
Well, I'm just saying, too, that, you know, don't look for, you know, these hidden whatever treasures or like you think you need to get this big revelation,
right?
You know, about the word, but look at it, you know, just simplicity. Lord, what are you saying to me? You know, and that way he makes it understandable and, you know, things like that. So just come to the Lord humbly, you know, and just when you read the scriptures, just take one word at a time and break that down a little bit and, you know, let it minister to you so you can use it to minister to someone else.
Right.
That absolutely just came to my mind. I'm sorry about the simplicity of the gospel. And just look at it that way.
Absolutely.
God wants us to get an understanding of his word. So,
right. I believe that.
Yes.
I really do believe it. And what Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. And I think, you know, the word simple is not there in that, but I think that is just like a simple explanation of what the gospel is.
Yes.
And there is another passage where, depending on what translation you use, the word simple is actually used in scripture, and it talks about the simplicity that is in Christ. And I just I can't think of it right now, and I don't have my concordance in front of me to look it up, but there is a passage that actually talks about it, and actually do you have it there?
No, I'm looking here. It's not showing up.
So yeah, there's definitely a scripture that actually uses the word simplicity. And I think that's I love that. I've actually taught from that before. I've used that passage to discuss a scripture or the scripture in the gospel just like that. I can't remember what it was. But I think that keeping things simple should be all of our goals. That should be what we all want to do, and that should be how we live our lives. It should be something that people can look at and see that there's a simplicity about it, and that there is something that represents Jesus or reflects Jesus in our lives.
And the scripture says, "In all our getting, get an understanding." That's what's most important, is that we get an understanding of what God is saying to us so that we can do it.
Right.
You know, and we can help others and share with others and, you know, influence others or to do it also, because that's what will change our lives. we're looking for a lot of other things, maybe. Perhaps we are, I'm just saying. But when we just look at the word for what it is, I think we'll be happier, much happier, and because we'll just get a better understanding. And when we get a better understanding, we can live better, you know, and obey him more, you know, and deeper and all of that. So,
Yeah, and that word simplicity, I remember now which one. I thought it was in one of the Corinthians. It's in 2 Corinthians 11:3.
Okay.
And it says, "But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." Amen. So our walking with him is just, it just brings about, it's a simplicity. It's not complicated. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to be a theologian. You don't need to be a THD or a PhD MD to understand God's word. You know, you can understand, a child can understand God's word and be converted and become a believer.
Yes.
So, I think that when we, and on that theme of simplicity, I think that when we look at the Beatitudes in the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, it's about simplicity. I mean, he took very common virtues, poor in spirit, mourning, meekness or humility, and hungering and thirsting for righteousness and mercy and peacemaking and being pure in heart. These are characteristics and virtues that almost everyone could relate to. These are very common virtues. These are very common characteristics and moralities that people observe all the time. Even non-Christians try to practice some form of these Beatitudes, even if they are doing it out of self-will and not doing it under the direction of the Holy Spirit. But I think if you look at the first four Beatitudes, they talk about our relationship with God, you know, having a spiritual bankruptcy, a spiritual emptiness, mourning over sin, being meek or humble about our walk with him, and hungering and thirsting for him. And then the latter four to me seem to talk about how we interact with man, our horizontal relationships, being merciful, you know, being pure, honest, transparent with our brothers, dealing with persecutions properly.
Right, exactly.
So I just pray that these Beatitudes are meaningful to you that are listening, and that you're able to apply them to your lives on a daily basis, and live Coram Deo. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.